need to encourage y'all, at the same time encourage myself. So today I woke up. Today I just feel like it's been a great day, and I just feel so just encouraged in so many ways that I felt like, why not share it with y'all?
My people. So, I don't know. Ooh, hold on. Cause I done lost. Okay, found it. Ah! The phone like to hit me in the face. Okay. Hold on. I'm gonna set this up where I won't fall. Hopefully. But I just wanted to come on, like I said, to encourage somebody and encourage myself at the same time, because I don't know where you are in life. I know where I am in life. And today I just been thinking, like, you know how you tell yourself the same thing year after year, day after day, month after month, and you have all of these plans and all of these goals, and then you sit back and you see yourself. And that's how you know this is something that a lot of people probably need to hear, because it's everything making me like not want to record this no more. Because I really don't want to sit here holding this phone. But I'm going to hold this phone for a little while. But you know how you sit back and you tell yourself the same thing year after year, day after day, month after month, and every day you get up and you do the exact same thing, like we are all living Groundhog Day in our own lives. Today, I just wanted to encourage y'all, because like, you are what you think you are. You have what you think you deserve. You live the life that you believe that you're worth. And the reason I feel like this, honestly, I sat up and I watched a 3-hour interview this weekend with Jocelyn Hernandez on Drink Champs. And I do believe that I'm going to watch Jocelyn Hernandez on Carlos King. I just haven't watched it yet. And I'm probably going to do a podcast on it. But watching Jocelyn on Drink Champs really changed my life, because it really solidified to me that you have in life what you think you deserve. Like, you live the life that you believe you're worth. Like, Jocelyn cried on that interview. She said so many times how she came from Puerto Rico running through like crack pipes and got crack needles stuck in her foot and all of this stuff. And this woman has really made a life for herself. And she, in the interview, she talked about how she owns Jocelyn's Cabaret. But all of this I'm saying is really like somewhere in there she thought, you know, I deserve better in life. Somewhere in there we all have to think that we deserve better in life. We are what we think we are, and it's our thoughts, it's what we believe about ourselves that keeps us in the same circle, in the same things, in the same lifestyles, in the same house, in the same car, in the same whatever. And it's not saying like you have to be materialistic, because nobody can take none of this stuff with them, you know. But at the end of the day, you have what you think you should have, and if you change your thoughts, you can change your life. And I am deciding today to change my thoughts and the things that I say about myself and the things that I believe about myself, because I'm the only person that's keeping me where I am. I'm the only person that believes that I don't deserve whatever I, you know, whatever I have in life. So if I change my thoughts, I can change my life. And I truly believe that. So, you know how I know it's true? Because guess what? You work where you deserve to work at. Because you applied. Those people didn't, like, tell you to apply to their job. You chose to apply to the job that you work at, because somewhere in there you decided Oh, something about this company or something that made you work wherever you work at. You know what I mean? How about if you just apply to different jobs? Sometimes you sit up and you think, oh, this the job that I'm going to apply for because this the job that you think that you deserve. Or this the job that you think will hire you. But what if you working at the job that you work at because of your own thoughts? What if you thought different and just applied to a different job? And what if they decided to call you for an interview and you get hired? And then next thing you know, you living in a different lifestyle. You making more money. You doing something different. Or what if you decided, you know what, working is not for me and I need to be a boss. I need to, like, I need to live such and such and such and such. You know, whatever. You know what I mean? The only thing that keeps you as an employee is you. The only person that keeps you clocking in is you. The only person that makes you think that you can't start a company is you. And the thoughts that you have. Like, so many people, like, will sit up. Like, I make soap. And I remember somebody asked me, how do you make soap? And I told them I read it in a book. And then they just say, oh. Like, not what book I read. Like, not, oh. Tell me, you know, they just, oh, you know, and it's like, wow, like, and I thought about all of that today. Like, it's a lot of the things that I have in my life is because I feel like I deserve what I have in my life, and I am choosing to think different, and I dare all of y'all to choose to think different, because we are what we think we are, and that is what I truly believe, and I want my podcast to grow, but at the same time I don't put that much like effort into like making my podcast grow, you know. So will my podcast grow if I just want it to grow, or if I just think that it's gonna grow, or if I really truly believe that, you know, I'm gonna make my podcast grow, instead of me saying I want my podcast to grow, I think my podcast will grow. No. Start thinking differently. Like, my podcast is going to grow, you know? Instead of just being passive about things and thinking like, oh, I think I can do this. No, just say I can, you know? Instead of just saying you think you can, just say you can. Instead of, like, believing you can't, instead of thinking you can't, tell yourself something different. And that's all I really wanted to say. I hope that this brief moment of me talking about what I've been thinking about today can encourage you, can encourage somebody. And I hope that you share this with as many people as possible, because like I said, I want my podcast to grow, and my podcast will grow. But please help me to make that dream come true by please sharing this podcast with somebody you know has been on the hamster wheel in their life too. You only own the hamster wheel that you choose to be on. If you choose to be on a bigger hamster wheel, like, you know, or expand your horizons, then you will, because you thinking different, because you choosing different. You know what I mean? Like, yesterday I had a day of like just okay, I'm gonna see what's gonna happen today, blah 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 blah, right? And then next thing you know, I'm applying to different jobs that I probably was thinking, oh, I'm just gonna apply for whatever job, you know. And I end up getting today a phone call from this one of these jobs that I'm thinking I probably won't even get, and I have an interview, and I don't even know if these people gonna hire me. But I'm going to go, I'm going to put my best foot forward, and it is what it is. If they don't hire me, then okay, no, it's just the next opportunity, you know? So I'm done. I'm not going to say no more. I'm not going to make this no long, drawn out podcast about anything. I just want y'all to be encouraged to, like, make whatever happen in your life. And that's it. I don't have to say anything else. I don't have to keep talking about the same thing over and over. Either you get it or you don't get it. Either you're going to do it or you're not. Either you're going to have what you want to have or you're not. You know, you're going to believe whatever you choose to believe anyway. So you can either choose to listen to me or not. You can either choose to have different in your life or not. We all going to do this, whatever we choose to do every day anyway. So thanks for listening. Be encouraged. Don't be down on yourself. I dare you to think differently. I dare you to believe different, want different, go out and do different, you know? Peace. Don't forget to share this podcast with as many people as possible. Have a phenomenal day and week and year. Peace. All right, y'all. So I wanted to add a little bit more because I got a little bit more time today. I just wanted to add a little bit more to what I previously said to give a little bit of an example, because I feel like something in my sha-na-na-na, something in my soul just said, you know what? Somebody need an example. They don't get it. You gotta really, you know, some people need an example. Like, I need an example sometimes too. So I came back with a living example for y'all. Like, for instance, or for example, you know, your homegirl or your homeboy or whoever, right? Whoever they dating. Like, it's this person that I know. I think so highly of this person. But they dating somebody that seems a little crackish to me, you know? And I think to myself, why does she date this man? But guess why she date the man that she date? You even date the person that you choosing to date because you believe that's what you deserve. Right? Oh my goodness. So I was listening to something. Oh gosh, who was it? I think it was the Real Housewives of Potomac, Karen Huger. And she basically said there's a whole lot of men in the world. It's a whole lot of rich men and broke men, but I ain't never date none of the broke men. But guess what? That's because that's what she believes for herself. She believes that much of herself that she decided whenever that dating broke men was not for her, because she had a standard in life that she chose for herself and she went with that. She believed that and she went for that. So you date whoever you choose to date because that's what you deserve, or what that's what you think you deserve. So how about if you change your mind and think, you know what, I deserve X, Y, and Z, and you live your life on that standard and you don't think anything different. So when you see something different, you're like, oh no, that's not for me, because you know you deserve X, Y, and Z because you told yourself that. For instance, if you work at McDonald's and you flipping burgers, why aren't you the manager? Because you believe you will not be hired, or they won't hire you to be the manager. But did you ever apply to become a manager? You understand what I'm saying? So that's another example. You know, I think something in my soul just said somebody needed an example, and that's the example. Like, you work where you work because you decided somewhere in yourself that you deserve to work where you work at. I've already said that. But to take it even further, when I was referencing Jocelyn, somewhere in that interview she was talking about her music and how so many people don't say whatever. They say whatever about her music, or they'll be like, oh, her music is trash, or this, or whatever, right? And she said how much that stuff hurts her feelings and how she would love for her music to be, you know, whatever. But she, one thing she definitely said in that interview, she states the facts about her music. Like, you could think whatever you want to think about Jocelyn Hernandez or her music, but guess what? She said, guess what? My song got over 100 million streams on, I think she said TikTok or on YouTube. So people can say her music is trash, but she goes with the facts. Like, you think it's trash, but her song got 100 million streams on whatever, and it's still number one something something, right? So you can sit up and you can really look at the negative, or you can look at, oh, it's 100 people saying your music is trash, or you can look at the 100 million streams that you have. You understand? It's all at what you think it is. Like, people gonna think whatever they gonna think regardless. What do you think? You know, and live your life all out of your thoughts, and stop telling yourself negative things. Stop telling yourself things that are beneath you. If you keep thinking beneath, then that's where you're gonna be. You know, if you start thinking higher of yourself, then I guarantee you'll start living higher, because you're thinking higher, you believe in higher, because that's what you're telling yourself. If you keep, like for me, right, I'm not who I want to be in life yet. Listen, I'm not who I want to be in life yet. Right now, I'm not who I want to be. But guess what? I know, even though I'm not who I want to be in life, I am who I am right now. You know what I mean? And I can't change who I am. The only thing I can do is put my best foot forward right where I am with who I am right now, who I represent myself to be right now, even though the representative that I'm bringing forward is not who I choose to be. But this is who I am. I can't represent anything other than what I am right now. But I can put my best foot forward as I try and strive and, you know, in my life to become who I want to be. Even though right now I'm not who and what I want to be or where I want to be, but right now I have to put my best foot forward. And then I have to also, like, what I have in my mind, I can't think negative of it. You know what I mean? Like, I can't say, oh, well, I'm not making $100,000 a year. No, I have to say right now I'm not making $100,000 a year, but I can do this, 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 and this, and this may get me to where I want to be. You know what I mean? So that I'm making $100,000 a year. And then a lot of the times you're not making your $100,000 a year because you thinking, oh, I'm making $25,000 a year, and you thinking, oh, it's no way that I can make $100,000 a year. You're right, because that's what you're telling yourself. If you sit up and you do the math, and like for me, right, I sat up and I did the math. If I make $320 a day, 4 days a week, then it's possible I can make $100,000 to $250,000 a year if I just applied myself to making the 320, like, you know what I mean, brick by brick. You live your life brick by brick, and you are the one that's building your Rome. Like, you know how they say Rome wasn't built overnight, but you building the life that you want for yourself day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. And if every year and if every week and if every month you keep having the same thing, it's because every day you wake up with the same thought process. If you don't change your mind, if you don't change your perspective and the way that you look at things and the way that you, you know, not only the way that you look at things, but the things that you tell yourself about the things that you see. Because you can be riding in a car, two people gonna be riding in the same car, and they're gonna see two totally different things. So everybody have a different perspective. Everybody can look at the same picture, and everybody is gonna think something different. So it's what are you telling yourself? You know what I mean? You see the picture, other people looking at the picture of your life, but what are you telling yourself about it? That's what matters the most. Everybody can sit up and be like, oh, you're a bum. You ain't doing nothing with your life. You da 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 da. You know, you've been the same for 15 years and ain't nothing changed in 15 years. What's going to change now? If you sit up and you listen to somebody that's telling you how your life been the same for 15 years and ain't nothing changed and ain't nothing ever going to change, then if you believe that, then that's what it's going to be. But if you make up in your mind, you know what, just because Susie said I've been doing the same thing for 15 years, Susie is not the end all be all of your life. Unless you decide that what Susie said mattered that much, that it's gonna, like, dictate what you think of yourself in your life. You know what I mean? I think y'all get what I'm saying. I think That's enough of an example. I really got some really good coffee today. I think the coffee got me really amped up. But more than the coffee, I really want whoever you listen to this to understand that you are what you think you are. Change your thoughts and you can change your life. And I'm choosing today to change my life. Like, for instance, me personally in my own life, me and my own sister, we say the same thing year after year, year about what we gonna do. We gonna do this. But both of us sit up and we hear ourselves telling the same story year after year, and we don't put no effort in towards changing the story. We just keep telling the same story, but put no actual action into bringing the story into fruition. So of course it's not going to happen because we keep telling the same story, but one of us has to do something different, right? For us to get something different. So we keep thinking that we can't do, then we won't. You know what I mean? So if you think you can't, you won't. But if you think you can, surprise yourself. Maybe you will. You know? Like, somebody could tell you all day long, you're beautiful, you're beautiful, you're beautiful. 50 million people keep telling you you're beautiful, you might believe it. But at the end of the day, 50 million people could tell you you're beautiful, but if you look in the mirror and you don't see it, then what does it matter? You know what I mean? So start telling yourself good things. Start telling yourself positive things. And when you feel yourself thinking negative, and when you feel yourself thinking, you know, the same thoughts that you've been thinking, and you know in your own mind and your own heart that you want something different, then somewhere now you're gonna have to shift your mind state, your mentality. Everything is gonna have to shift, and you have to do things that's gonna make a shift. So for me, I choose to not really sit up and look at you know, negative stuff all day. I choose to try to encourage myself, listen and read things that are more encouraging and more inspirational to me instead of negative stuff. And the more things you put in that goes towards the life that you want, I truly believe that that's what you'll get. You know what I mean? If you smoke crack all day and you got a job and you sit up and you walk and you drive by homeless people and you see homeless people smoking crack all day, you can sit up and think it's something different about you because you smoking crack and you got a job. But a crackhead is a crackhead is a crackhead. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you still a crackhead. You know, it don't matter what you try to put on it. You could be like, oh, I'm a sophisticated crackhead. But at the end of the day, you a crackhead. You know what I mean? Like, if you decide in your life, you know what, I don't want to be a crackhead no more, then you won't be a crackhead no more. You may smoke crack today, but you decided you're not going to be a crackhead no more. You know what I mean? Like, you have to take like the steps to change your life. Somewhere in there, if you decided you're not going to be a crackhead no more, somewhere in there, you're going to have to stop smoking crack, you know? Somewhere in there, you know, if you made up in your mind you ain't finna be a crackhead no more, then somewhere along the line, you know, you're gonna have to put the crack down. You know what I mean? So if you keep telling yourself negative things, then that's what's gonna happen. If you keep saying you're fat, you're gonna stay fat. You know what I mean? But if you're fat right now, like I'm fat right now, you know, but I know I want different. I'm not finna walk in nowhere and be like, oh, I'm fat, woe is me. I'm finna walk in like I'm a big, beautiful woman, and I love myself. And this is the representation of who I am right now. Take it or leave it. And you know, while I'm working on myself, this is the representative that I have to bring to the table. You know what I mean? I can be eating better every day, but Rome ain't built overnight. I can't go from being 300 pounds to 150 pounds overnight. But I know if I keep doing something different, then I'll get something different. You know, like, you can't sit up and eat a whole doggone pizza and sit up and be like, oh, I'm fat. Well, bitch, you just sat up and ate a whole goddamn pizza. What do you think? You know what I mean? And it ain't nothing wrong with that. If you want to sit up and eat a whole pizza, ain't nothing wrong with that. But, you know, I dare you to sit up and eat a whole pizza on Monday and then go work out. You know what I mean?
Like, do something different. And maybe you'll get something different. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you sitting up eating pizzas all day, you're going to be a fat ass, right? So you say, you know what? I've been eating pizzas all day, but today I'm going to eat a pizza and I'm going to work out. I'm at least going to take a walk around the corner. You still ate that same goddamn pizza. You still doing same fat ass stuff, but you choosing to do something different. Y'all get what I'm saying? Like, you can still be struggling right where you are, but don't be bad on yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. Give yourself some grace. Like, you know, you like to sit up and eat pizzas all goddamn day. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Eat the same pizza, but at least, you know what? You don't work out. At least start working out. You know what I mean? Eat that same goddamn pizza, but do something different. You know, and eventually, maybe you'll switch out from eating the whole pizza to eating a whole salad. You know, because it's like, you know what? I've been eating all this pizza, and now I'm working out, and now I want to actually stop eating all this pizza. And eat a salad. Because now I'm working out and I want to start really like seeing if I can get a different result. You know what I mean? Start putting yourself in the mind state of what you want right where you at. I hope that helps y'all. I'm not going to make this any longer than it has to be. So be encouraged, stay encouraged, and listen to this as often as you need to listen to it. Listen to it every day if you need to get a renewing of your mind, because you deserve it. And if you don't believe you deserve it, then you don't. You have to find out what is your why. Even if you don't know what your why is, think about it every day until you know what is your why. And then go after it. And like I said, don't forget to share this podcast, because I not only do I want my podcast to grow, like I said, I'm going to be intentional even with my words. My podcast is going to grow, you know, and I need y'all help to do that. So please, thank you for listening. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate your time. Now, can you please pay it forward and just hit share? Share it in your stories. Share it on your reels. You doing your own thing. And just say, you know what? I was listening to the Tea of Life, this podcast. I'm on Apple Podcasts. I'm on so many different platforms for this podcast. Like, wherever you listening at, just say, you know what? I was listening to this podcast. I'm going to share it with you, because I think you should listen to this and listen to it every day or listen to it until you get a renewing of your mind. So for me, I'm in a place where I really want a renewing of my mind. So I pray for it daily, and I feel a renewing of my mind. But you know what I mean? I put that effort out there to like pray for it every day, but more than praying for it, I strive for it too by reading different books and turning off things that feel like too familiar. Like, okay, this, I don't think like this no more. You know what I mean? Y'all think y'all get what I mean? So I'm not gonna keep talking. I think y'all get it. And if you don't get it, send me a message and I'll make another one of these. But thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have a great week, great day, and an even better year. Peace. Today must really be encourage yourself day. Stay encouraged day. And I have some more for y'all. I don't know. I just feel like it's a day to be encouraged, because obviously my day is about encouraging me and you. So let me tell y'all what just happened. My battery died on my car, right?
just on some stupid stuff. I'm sitting in my car. You know how you sit in the car with your key turned on, whatever it is, where your battery is draining. So I'm sitting on whatever that is, and my battery is draining. And I'm sitting here just, I think I was looking up directions. I was looking up stupid stuff, obviously. And then my battery died, and I'm supposed to be going to do something, minding my business. That ain't y'all business. And my battery died. And as my battery died, I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Blah, 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 blah. So now I don't even have the opportunity to do what I was supposed to be doing because my battery died. So I didn't even have the opportunity. Anyway. So it gets me to thinking, and I'm thinking, and I'm thinking, and I bought more. Not bought more, but I thought more about some encouraging words to tell you and me, because anything that I can ever say to you, I'm already saying it to myself, because it's something that I need for myself. If I didn't need it, I couldn't give it to y'all if y'all need it. You know what I mean? So anything that you can ever say to somebody, you have to, of course, say it to yourself first. So anything that I could ever say to encourage y'all, I have to, of course, say it to myself first. To encourage my own self first. Bitch, you better not hit me, hoe. I don't care about you flipping up your hand. Anyway, if you're not familiar with this podcast travels, so I'm driving as I'm talking to y'all. One day, this podcast gonna grow. I'm gonna have a whole mic. I might do videos. I might like make a whole thing of this podcast. But right now, as of today, this podcast travels, okay? So, the encouraging word that I wanted to still give y'all is, like, it don't matter, I don't got it, baby. You know, I wish I did. I would buy all your flowers. But, I was just gonna say, because it was downloaded into my spirit, anybody that listens to, anyway. Like, you are whatever you telling yourself. You are what you think you are. So even if you are born into a family where you have a family of lawyers or a family of cooks, and your family have a restaurant, and they bring you up with the mind state of, you gonna be a doctor because we a doctors. You gonna be a lawyer because we lawyers. You gonna be a police officer because we police officers. You gonna be a hairstylist because we... And I'm back. And this is how you know that this encouragement is so needed. Because why I keep getting all of these roadblocks coming up to try to stop me from giving y'all all of this encouragement. Giving us this encouragement. Because anything, I already said it. But like I was saying, it really don't matter if what nobody tells you is what you tell yourself. Even if you was raised up, because I don't know where the last part three ended, because I ended up getting a phone call. And that's another thing about when you're podcasting from your phone. Anytime you get a phone call, it throws off what you're doing. You know? But back to what I was saying. Yeah, it really don't matter what nobody tells you is what you tell yourself. Even if you was raised in a family of whatever, police officers, restaurant owners, doctors, lawyers, morticians, whatever. You know, like if your family raised you up and they say, look, we in the funeral business, you gonna be in the funeral business. And you make up in your mind, you know what, I have no choice. And you tell yourself you have no choice, then that's the choice that you chose, because you always have a choice. And that's something that I raised my child to understand. Like, oh, no. Don't tell me you ain't got no choice, because you always have a choice. And when you choose, that's what you chose, you know, because you always have a choice. And we live in a world now where there's so much information at all of our fingertips. It's like no excuses for anyone to say that they can't be something if they want to be something, because you got YouTube University right at the palm of your fingers. More than YouTube University, you have so many different things and avenues and information, just so many ways that you can get information now. Is what are you choosing to look at? What are you choosing to listen to? What are you choosing to spend your time doing? And that's the choices that you're making that's giving you the life that you're living, because you choosing to think whatever you think that makes you do whatever you do on a daily basis. And there you have it. So if your mama raised you to be like, oh, or if your daddy or whoever raised you like you're going to be a mortician because this is a family of morticians or whatever, we have a funeral home, we got to keep the family business going, you can decide, you know what, I don't have a choice, but you choosing that, you know. And if you say, you know what, I am an artist, you can still choose to go with your family and do the family business, because it's nothing wrong with that, sticking with your family business and sticking with whatever your family, you know, whatever the family dynamic is that they're telling you to go with. There's nothing wrong with going with whatever your family telling you to do. That's absolutely a beautiful thing. If your family got some type of tradition set up where it supplies or sustains the whole entire family, then that's good. Nothing wrong with that. But to say you have no choice but to do whatever your family tells you to do, I don't believe in that. I believe that you can set boundaries in your life, even with your family. You know, like if your family say, oh, we a family of morticians, you can say, oh, there's nothing wrong with that, but I'm only going to be a mortician on Monday or Friday or Tuesday. But I'm not going to do it Monday through Friday, Sunday to Sunday. You got me messed up. I'm gonna tell you how I'm gonna do the family dynamic, you know? So if you choose to let your family dictate your life and you live your whole life with your family telling you what you can and cannot do, then it is what it is. But if you decide, because, and that's the one thing about decisions can be made instantly. If you decide, like right now, even in this very moment, you decide, you know what? Even though I come from a family of restaurant owners, I don't desire to be owning no restaurant or working in no restaurant. You know, and you can decide to be whatever you choose to be. You know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with that. And if you let your parents or your family tell you that it's something wrong with whatever because they want you to do whatever, and that's a, oh my gosh, and this comes from me reading different books. I think this one is, I've been reading two different books. One is The Erroneous Zones by Wayne Dyer, and the other one is, I don't know the name of it verbatim, but it's When You're Ready to Heal, Read This, something, I think that's the name of it, by Brianna Wiest. Wiest. Phenomenal book. Like, you, and then I've also read The Four Agreements by Miguel Ruiz. And I agree and I believe all of those things. Like, no one can take control over your mind. They can only put stuff in your mind, but you are the only one that has the choice whether you agree or disagree. And your family cannot put nothing on you unless you agree to them putting that on you. And you can make up in your mind at any moment, you know what, I decide I'm not doing this, or I'm not doing that, or this is what it's going to be, and set boundaries for you, your life, and your life choices, and what you want to be in life. And I don't know why that was put on my spirit to say, but maybe you needed it, or maybe you know somebody who needs it. Don't forget, excuse me if I scared you, don't forget to share this podcast, because I said it already and I'm going to say it again. This podcast is going to grow. This podcast is going to be one of my sources of income for me, period. And I said what I see. And that's something that I've decided. And let me tell y'all why I thought of this, right? I was praying the other day. And in my prayers, I was just sitting and meditating and praying, sitting and meditating and praying. And as I was sitting up, like I was thinking to God, or I was thinking God was thinking to me, or I don't even know how to say it, but I was thinking, like, I am one of those people that, like, if I had like all the money that I needed in the world, I didn't have to work for anything in the world, I didn't have to work for nothing, all my bills were completely paid, and like rent, everything was just completely bought and paid for, and if I had to choose like what I wanted to do with my life, I would choose to sit up, eat really good, watch TV. Not gonna lie, I would smoke weed damn near all day, drink, eat, smoke weed, drink, eat, smoke weed, in that order probably, you know, or not in that order. And I'm gonna rearrange the order and do all of it again and watch TV. And then it came to me, like, I would actually somewhere in there, I would get bored of just eating and drinking and smoking weed and watching TV. And I would turn on my podcast, and I would probably do a podcast, you know, like whenever, right? And that's when I thought to myself, like, wow, like, we are who we tell ourselves we are. We do what we tell ourselves we need to do. And you live the life that you live because that's the life that you believe. Like, what if all of the money is like right there, I don't have to do anything for it, blah, 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 and these podcasts are really like something for me, you know? But it's the things that I tell myself. I put this podcast on the back burner so many times. And then I'll be like, oh, I don't have nothing to say. I'm not going to do a podcast today. And that's what I do. I typically only really try to do podcasts when I really feel like I have something to say. And if I don't, I try not to be on here. But I'm saying all of this to say, at the end of the day, we all make decisions. And our decisions and our thoughts are what is controlling and making our life what it is, because we are the ones that are thinking it. We are the ones that are doing it. Nobody is controlling us. We are controlling ourselves. So we telling ourselves day in, day out negative thoughts, or we talking to ourselves negative. If you fat and you think, oh, I'm fat and ugly, then you are fat and ugly. If you think, oh, I'm broken, if you think you're broken, you homeless, and there's no way out, then there is no way out. You will forever be broken, homeless. But if you homeless and you on the streets and you telling yourself, one day I'm going to get out of this, then one day you're going to get out of that. It's what you're telling yourself. And I'm not saying that to y'all as if I'm not saying it to myself, because I am one of those people that can be and has been very negative and down on myself. In some way, somehow, today, I woke up with a renewing of my mind. And that's something that I've been praying for, and I'm going to continue to pray for, because I think it's something that has to happen every day. But today, I woke up on a different side of, like, I have to stop thinking negative. I have to stop thinking, woe is me. I have to stop thinking that I'm on this hamster wheel. Like, there's no other hamster wheel. Like, I can choose the hamster wheel that I want to be on. And that's what I really think. Like, I think everybody is on a hamster wheel in life, because everybody is doing life and nobody knows when, nobody knows where, nobody knows how, nobody knows how long. You just know you on the hamster wheel of life, and you have to choose, what do I want my hamster wheel to look like? And that's the beautiful thing about being a human being, is that we have the opportunity to choose. Like, we can choose what we want to put in our hamster wheel. Hamsters don't have that choice. They on the hamster wheel because they on the hamster wheel. Because if I took the hamster wheel out their cage, guess what? They ain't going to be on no hamster wheel. Because we, as humans, we can take that from the hamster. But as humans,
we have the ability to create whatever we choose to create. But if we live in a life where we feel like we don't have any control, then we don't have any control. You know what I mean? We have the choice. We have the opportunity every day that we wake up to renew and change our mind. And I'm just saying, with me, as of today, I'm choosing to stop telling myself the negative stuff and the woe is me stuff and the I can't have and I can't be and I can't and I whatever I've been telling myself. I'm not telling myself that no more. I choose to go forward and tell myself good things, great things. Like, I can have whatever I want to have if I just apply myself, and I'm going to apply myself, and I'm not going to beat myself up for, like, if I decide on a Monday that I'm just going to sit around the house and smoke weed all day and drink and whatever, then that's that. If that's what I choose to do for that day, then that's what I choose to do for that day, and I'm not going to beat myself up. I'm going to choose it and enjoy it and live in that moment, and then somewhere in that day, I better make a preparation for the next day. You know what I mean? Because the next day needs to be a renewing of, we ain't going to do that every day, because if we do that every day, then that's what we're going to be. We're going to be a drunk weed head that don't have nothing, sitting up watching TV or whatever it is, you know. But if we say, you know what, I'm gonna give myself this day, you know, today I don't feel like going out here and making nothing happen. Today I feel like sitting in the house drinking and smoking or reading the Bible or praying or watching TV or cleaning or whatever you choose to do. Don't beat yourself up for choosing whatever you're choosing in life, but tell yourself something positive, you know, in the moment. Like, don't tell yourself negative things. You know what I mean? Don't beat yourself up about nothing. You living, forgive yourself for whatever and move on, you know? Tell yourself, you know what? Tomorrow is going to be a better day. Today is a good day too. And tomorrow is going to be even better, because tomorrow I'm going to set up this, 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 and this today, so that even while I'm sitting here drinking and smoking weed or whatever, tomorrow I'm going to get up doing X, Y, Z, 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 and Z, and make preparations for it even while you know what I mean? Or you can, that's the beautiful thing about life. You have the choice to decide whatever you want. So if you decide you want to spend a week doing nothing, spend a week doing nothing. But don't let nobody tell you what you can and cannot do with your life, because you only have this one moment to be who you are. Seize the moment. At the end of the day, seize your moment. And don't forget to like, share. You know, you watch YouTube all day. Like, share, and subscribe. Even though this is not YouTube, but please put me on some type of notification so you can get my podcast as soon as they download. Don't forget, you can follow this podcast on Instagram and the X. I don't even know if it's Twitter anymore. It's the X. Because as I said in one of my other podcasts, I only got 2 followers, you know, and share this with who you know needs to hear this. And you know somebody that needs to hear this. And don't be selfish and keep it to yourself. Share it. Sharing is caring. And if you're the best person in your circle, then you need another circle anyway. Share this with your friends so everybody can grow and evolve. Peace and blessings to you all. Have a phenomenal week, day, and year.